News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They were in disguise, dressed as civilians, medical workers. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinian terrorists in a West Bank hospital. Meanwhile, Qatar, Egypt, and the U.S. still working to strike a deal between Israel and Hamas that could lead to a pause in the fighting and the release of hostages being held in Gaza.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says recent efforts to negotiate a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to free more hostages have been constructive.
Based on the discussions we've had over the weekend and in recent days, we feel it's moving in a good direction.
However, he cautions there's much more work to do and no final deal has been reached. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And now, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is ruling out a Gaza withdrawal or the release of thousands of terrorists, and both are key Hamas demands in those ceasefire talks. We know that Iran is behind it. That's the Pentagon's take on the attack on American forces in Jordan, left three American service members dead.
They arm and equip and fund these groups. I don't have more to share in terms of an intelligence assessment on if leaders in Iran were directing this attack. But what I can tell you is that we know these groups are supported by Iran, and therefore they do have their fingerprints on this, but I can't tell you more in terms of who directed the attack.
Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. A Republican-backed bid to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is working its way through the House. Advancing through the committee process, it is expected to be taken up by the full House as early as next week. The South Korean military says that North Korea has launched multiple cruise missiles into the sea off of its western coast, the third round of testing of these types of weapons this month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 30 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued...
This KMCK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The date has now been set. Tropicana Las Vegas to close its doors permanently April 2nd. That's just a day before its 67th birthday to make way for the Oakland A's planned Las Vegas ballpark. Bally's Corporation, owner of the Tropicana, notified the hotel casino's 700 employees yesterday. The demolition process of the storied casino property expected to take between 9 months to a year, with construction scheduled to begin in April of next year and be done in time for the 2028 Major League Baseball season. 9 of the 35 acres on that property being used for the A's 33,000-seat ballpark. Bally's plans to build a resort on the rest of the site once the ballpark is completed. Major League Baseball. The owners there approved the A's move to Las Vegas back in November. The Tropicana Las Vegas opened April 3, 1957, built at a cost then of $15 million. It was the most expensive casino on the Las Vegas Strip at the time that it opened. If you own a motor vehicle here in Las Vegas, you know your auto insurance bill has been going up, 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 and that's not likely to change this year. In fact, Nevada has the second highest auto insurance rate in the country, New York number one. The average annual cost of full coverage here in the Silver State, $2,975. Over the first half of last year, in fact, Nevada's auto insurance rate jumped up 36%. Insurance experts say insurance rates across the country should go up by about 7% this year. And with Valentine's Day quickly coming up, February is this week, Ethel M's is turning on its Lights of Love over at the Cactus Gardens. That display begins February 2nd through the 18th. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
No unexpected delays on our Valley freeways at this time. Just some of the usual spots starting to fill up. Most of that through the resort corridor, both sides of I-15 between Sahara and Russell Road. On the service streets, car fire on the east side, Boulder Highway in Flamingo. Still working a wreck in the Northwest Valley on Rancho southbound at Decatur. And a new one in the Northwest Valley at Craig and Rainbow. Just like yesterday, in for another great weather day in the valley. Clear, sunny skies. Temperatures going to the low 70s this afternoon again. It's only 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, and one of the reasons I really love Tuesdays is I get a chance to sit down with Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com, and she joins us. Megan, always good to visit with you. How's your Tuesday so far?
Well, it just really started, Kevin. I'll let you know at 4 o'clock.
There you go. You have been so incredibly busy. Of course, we had the big rally here over the weekend. I know you were not there. You are patrolling northern Nevada this week. Can you give us some perspective of what you've been hearing about the Trump appearance?
Well, most of the mainstream media is just, I guess, besides themselves for him not mentioning the bogus defamation ruling out of New York against him by E. Jean Carroll. So that was $83 million to a liar, awarded to a liar, who, by the way, is absolutely insane. And she went on Rachel Maddow last night and offered to buy Rachel Maddow a flat in Paris so they can go fishing.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you, Kevin, but when I think about Paris, I don't think about going fishing. But that's the first thing that E. Jean Carroll thought of. And you know, somehow this defamation case convicted Trump of rape in the warped minds of the left. It kind of just shows you the depths of depravity that the left is willing to go to stop this man from becoming the next president.
Wow. Well, every time he opens his mouth, it costs him tens of millions of dollars, it seems like. And so I don't. I thought I heard him refer to it as a bunch of crap. But that was all. And he didn't reference what it was, but everybody in the room knew. Better that he keep his mouth shut when it comes to E. Jean Carroll or anything about the case, because otherwise he'll end up in court and he'll end up losing even more money.
Yeah, and every time Biden opens his mouth, it seems like, well, one, we can't understand him, but another world war starts. I mean, we've got three new wars, just it's only, what, January, whatever. You know, so It's just, I spoke to a Democrat, actually. Of course, she's a state worker. Spoke to her over the weekend. And she doesn't want Biden to run, but she can't bring herself to vote for the convicted criminal. And I said, well, who's the convicted criminal? And she said, well, Trump. And I said, well, what has he been convicted of? Well, exactly. So nothing. But in their warped minds, and this Democrat also who works for the state wants to implement a state tax so government workers can go back to work and get paid more.
Great. Great. That's what we need more of, is more high-priced state government workers.
Yeah. I said, oh, I didn't realize that we were short government workers. Everything seems to be working fine.
Well, let me switch gears because this is one I don't understand. Former President Trump's campaign, and you wrote about this, is claiming that a voting guide being distributed represents election interference. Give me the backstory on this one.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. Okay, the voter guide that goes out with the useless primary ballot. Says at the bottom of the ballot, it's like a crime or felony or something to that effect to vote twice. So the Trump campaign is claiming that this is causing confusion and as a form of election interference due to the fact that the Nevada GOP decided to have a caucus, which is 2 days later. So there were a lot of Republicans who were just confused. A lot of people, I guess, whether they're Republican or not, were just confused about the caucus versus the primary and whether they could vote in both. And I've heard that concern. Well, the fact is you can vote in both because one is a state run, one is a party run, and they're basically two different elections that result in two different things. The primary does not award delegates to the candidates. The caucus awards delegates to the candidates, and the candidates need those delegates for the nomination for the president of the United States. So the Trump campaign was claiming that because of the warning on the primary ballot, it was causing election interference 2 days later for the caucus. And the campaign was claiming that somehow this was dissuading GOP voters to vote in the caucus.
So
I think it's a stretch.
Yeah. Let me just throw something out. Who is it that they're going after then? Is it somebody within the state government? Is there somebody at the RNC? Is there a court action that could end up happening here?
I didn't see any of that, nor did they mention. They had just mentioned that Nevada state officials. So I'm assuming that they're directing that towards the Secretary of State, who is responsible for the administration of the primary ballot, and then perhaps the run back election prints the primary ballot. So according to what the state wants on it. So I'm assuming that they were directing their angst towards the SOS.
So what are you telling your friends that ask you, hey, Megan, what should I do? We got this primary on the 6th. We've got on the 8th. We've got the caucus. What should I be doing? What should we do?
Well, it's different than what Trump said. So, you know, Trump was like, oh, forget the primary. Don't vote. Doesn't matter anyway. Just vote in the caucus. Well, in a sense, that's true. But the state party, including elected officials like Alexis Hansen from the north here, really want people to vote in both. I'm going to vote in both. You know, you might as well vote in both. You've got a primary ballot, which is useless, but you might as well vote on it and vote as if you're a Republican. Anthony Stavros Anthony, Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, said that he is going to vote for none of the above on the primary ballot and send it in by the 8th. And in the caucus, he's going to vote for Trump. And those are really the only two candidates that, well, none of the above isn't a candidate, but that's the only two ways that the state party will know that you are a 4 of 4 voter, which is just simply data that they use to canvass. So the state party, as well as elected officials, encourage Nevada Republicans to vote in both. One, so they can have data. Two, so President Trump gets the nomination and the delegates needed for the nomination.
So who else is on the ballot? For instance, can I vote for Mike Pence? Can I vote for Chris Christie?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, your vote's going to be wasted. So you can vote for whoever you want on the primary ballot because, again, it doesn't matter. because Nikki Haley, and I haven't seen a reporter ask Nikki Haley's campaign about this. Maybe I'll try. But why they chose the primary. And she was the last person to announce what she was going to run in. So if she ran in the caucus, she could get delegates, but she chose the primary, so she can't. So in what mathematical universe does running for the primary make sense? It doesn't, because you don't get delegates. So this was really a snub your nose to the Nevada GOP, as far as I'm concerned, as well as to Nevadans. I mean, she hasn't even come here, has she? Has she maybe, I don't know, I haven't really seen anything that Nikki Haley comes to Nevada to do a campaign stop. No, she hasn't even come to Nevada. If she came to Nevada, it was for a fundraiser. But she certainly hasn't reached out and talked to Nevadans.
So how is this going to end up? The campaign is complaining, but so what happens? I mean, how does this get rectified?
I think they're just complaining to complain. Like, I don't think that anything happens. I mean, what happens is February 8th, there's a caucus, and February 6th is the primary. And one, you can, for February 6th, you just, like, you don't have to go anywhere. You just have to mail in your dumb ballot that costs $5 million. So you might as well use it. And then on February 8th, you go to your caucus location, which there are like 1,000 across the state. I mean, there are so many caucus locations. I honestly don't know how the Nevada GOP is doing it. And they should be commended, quite frankly, because what they're pulling off takes a lot of work. A lot of volunteers to make sure that this runs smoothly. And the detractors say, oh, they're rigging it for Trump. How do you rig a caucus? First of all, he's the only remaining candidate on the caucus ballot. But how do you rig a caucus? People have to come, drop their ballot, and leave. So how do you rig that?
Good point.
No one can tell me.
Good
point.
No
one can tell me.
Well, and by the way, some guy named Brian from the Trump campaign asked me to be a captain. I don't know whether that's like employed by the Secretary of State or if that's something different or if it's just a campaign function, but I'm being solicited to be a precinct captain.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm eligible as a member of the media.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah.
You'll end up somehow you'll end up on thenevadaglobe.com. What else you've been writing about over the last week?
Well, it was interesting. So there's a winter meeting of the RNC this coming up, just like in a few days, and it's going to be held in Las Vegas. Now, if you recall, the last winter meeting is when Ronna McDaniel, the chairman of the RNC, was reelected. She ran against Armeet Dhillon and Mike Lindell and a couple others. And Ronna McDaniel was elected to her fourth term running the RNC. Well, there's been a lot of pushback against Ronna, especially when it comes to her spending habits and some of the spending habits of the RNC. She's been asked to resign. There have been presidential candidates like Vivek Ramaswamy who kind of started a petition against her. She's come under a lot of fire, and it's because we've lost the midterms. We lost special races in Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky. The red wave never materialized, and Ronna is taking the blame for it, and rightfully so. So Sigal Chadha, our RNC National Committee woman, attorney out of Las Vegas, has filed basically a resolution for financial accountability and transparency. So she wants the RNC to basically rein in their spending habits, show what they're spending money on, reduce bloated salaries of a certain key group of people, and really kind of use that money, that's those savings, to put into races. So I asked Sigal yesterday if she was asking for Ronna McDaniel to resign. And she felt short of that. She's not asking her to resign. She said, I simply want accountability and transparency at the RNC, which is a good thing. So this financial resolution I have, it's posted. It makes some very salient points. It calls out the fact that there is debt. It calls out the fact that there is anemic fundraising. It calls out the fact that they haven't won races and they haven't been competitive. And this is Seagal's one way that Seagal believes she can bring back some ability to raise money at the RNC and actually win races.
Does the move make sense to you? Do we want to go against our leadership that right now is in the middle of a campaign? I mean, do we really want to be doing this now, or is this something that would be better left for 2025?
Well, I don't know that there's really a bad time to call for financial transparency and accountability. I mean, 2022 never materialized. We lost the whole entire state house in Virginia, and that was due to the fact, reportedly, that the RNC didn't put money into Virginia. If there is a spending problem, then it needs to be fixed sooner rather than later. So I don't see this as anything against one person. I see that this is something to help the party as a whole by reining in some of this frivolous spending, like $75,000 on hair and makeup. Who needs to spend $75,000 on hair and makeup?
Say what?
Yeah.
She spent that?
It's called media preparation.
Wow.
Media preparation. It went to hair, nails, God knows what else.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Quite a bit of money.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays. So what is the resolution that they're seeking?
So it would be to rein in spending, to basically cut the salaries of certain key employees, which are reportedly out of market, meaning that they are bloated, to trim the fat from those, to reduce it to a max of $10,000 a month gross. That was one. And to divert more of the funds into those statewide races. So I don't see a bad, I really don't see, I maybe, you know, Seagal is a firebrand, right? So she is going to attract negative and positive attention. So some of the negative attention being thrown at her is simply because she's a firebrand, but because she's filing this. But it's for their own meeting. It's for the RNC meeting when 168 RNC members, all voting members, descend onto Las Vegas and create a roadmap for the next year. So I don't see why she should wait another year to say, look, you know, we've got a big election to win this year. We've got down ballot races in Nevada. We've got to save the Senate, keep the Senate at least in the control of, or bring it back into the control of Republicans, so we don't have Chuck Schumer running the show. So the Senate races are obviously very important. The House is an anemic majority. And then, of course, we have the presidency. So, you know, the RNC has a lot to focus on this year outside of spending on bloated salaries and hair and makeup.
And in our final couple of minutes, did anybody notice that the Vice President of the United States came to town over the weekend while Donald Trump was talking to thousands? Kamala Harris was at the IBEW Union Hall drumming up support, but I don't hear anybody talking about it. Have you?
No. And that, you know, normally, because I wasn't down there, I would pull from other reports of what she said, what went on. There really aren't any other reports. I mean, there's a couple things on Twitter with Catherine Cortez Masto appearing in a video with her. You know, what a shocker. I think Stephen Horsford said a couple words, Congressman Stephen Horsford. But no, there wasn't a lot of fanfare around her arrival. I didn't see a lot of buzz.
There was no buzz. I mean, that's what's amazing, yeah. The difference in the campaign styles of Biden-Harris and Donald J. Trump. It's incredible.
My question is she still the border czar? There's a lot going on at the border. That seems to be dominating the headlines. And Kamala Harris seems to be everywhere else but the border.
She made it to El Paso.
About everything
she made
else.
It to El Paso.
All they want to do is talk about abortion.
Yeah.
That's all the Democrats have. That is going to be their leading topic to fool female and young voters into voting for the Democrat Party again. So our border safety, it takes second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, the protection of our borders against terrorists and infiltrators is very last on their list. But late-term abortion and partial birth abortion and abortion for any excuse at any time, including in the ninth month, the final month, including at delivery. If the woman is giving birth and changes her mind for any reason about this baby, and she decides that she doesn't want it, she's not mentally fit, she's not financially sound, she can tell the doctor basically to kill it. That is not an exaggeration. So the GOP is going to have to figure out how they are going to battle the abortion narrative, because they haven't yet. So maybe at the RNC meeting that's going on this weekend at a union hotel, which should have never been the case, because they just gave a gift to a culinary union that ballot harvests for the Democrats. That's another stupid decision the RNC made. Of all the hotels in Las Vegas, yes, a predominant number are unionized, but there are also Republican donors that own hotels that aren't union, that would have been happy to host the RNC winter meeting, and no one from the Nevada GOP was consulted about it.
Wow. That's incredible. If folks want to know more about what you're going to be writing about, we've been talking about what you've been writing about over the last week or so, but to look ahead at what you'll be writing about tomorrow and the day after that, where do they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com, and they can follow us on Twitter at Nevada Globe, Facebook, and Instagram at Nevada Globe.
Megan, you have yourself a great week. We will talk again next Tuesday.
Too,
thank you, dear.
Sounds good. Thank you.
There you go, Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue a beautiful day down on the Strip. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text ENERGY to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text ENERGY to 200-300 right now. Text the word ENERGY to 200-300. Don't wait. Text ENERGY to 200-300.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 4, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure